friends, it's your girl, Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. So today I'm going to talk to you about a musical that I saw for the second time. And that musical is called Prom. So basically, Prom is about a girl named Emma, who is a lesbian, who lives in Idaho. And she wants to take her girlfriend to prom. And because of the town that she lives and the people there, especially the people in the PTO, are very homophobic, she is not able to take her girlfriend to prom. To the point that they think that she's making a fuss when she's not making a fuss. She just wants to be like everybody else and take her girlfriend to prom. They cancel prom. And this became a big headline in the news, I believe. This was a real story that turned into a book, that turned into a musical, that turned into a movie. Like, a movie musical is what I mean. And the movie musical had James Corden in it. Had other people as well, but, like, the first name that comes back to my head right now is James Corden. I believe, actually, the other stars that were in it were Meryl Streep. I wanted to make sure I didn't want to say Meryl Streep. So the Prom movie, it had Meryl Streep, Nicole Kidman, James Corden, Kerry Washington, to name a few. Other people as well, but just to name a few. Really good. So the second time I watched this musical, so I know why I saw this musical in the first place. My best friend's in it, and I know another person that's in it as well. The whole cast in general did a phenomenal job. The guy that plays Barry, who's Darian, did a phenomenal job. He should have came on the he should have been took James Corden's place in the movie, because he did a phenomenal job. And I think in general, have gay men play gay characters, not James Corden, who is straight. Anyway, that's a side note. But like I was saying, we're going to Emma, who is a lesbian. She's out in her school that's as being a lesbian, and her girlfriend is not out. Her mom is the head of the PTO, and I believe she's the most homophobic of them all. And three celebrities see the news. Oh, not three. So, four celebrities that are called narcissists want to change their image, and they go and help. And I feel like, in my opinion, three out of the four kind of change a little bit, and one is more resilient. And I'll get to that with the change. So, sorry about the background noise. For me, I think that Barry, because it relates to this the most, because he is a gay man and he has struggles just like Emma did. He related to the most, and he cared about her the most and wanted her to be so successful, and he showed that he cared, and he had the most, like, oh, he's not a complete narcissist. And the fact that people think, oh, because you're a celebrity, you're a narcissist, I don't completely agree with that. I think Angie also, she is the celebrity that's like, she is in the chorus of Chicago. She's always an understudy. She's never on stage. I believe like, she also cared and changed. And Trent as well. You know, yes, he went to Juilliard, and all he talks about is Juilliard. But to be honest, when it comes to, like, Juilliard and Harvard, I'd rather people be like, I'm from Juilliard, than people say I'm from Harvard. I'm like, okay, don't care. You're a smart person. Okay. All right. Do you have any, like talents, like, other than, like, being very smart? But, so that's just me, personally. But when it comes to Dee Dee, I think she's more superficial. I know she's an award-winning and this and that, and she's way past, like, being humbled, and the fact that she had to give up her house to get Emma the show to broadcast her message. But when she loses the house, she gets mad because she wanted to do it on her old terms and not on a big platform, and she got mad about that. So she still has some work to do. But overall, like, this is a great musical. It's very eye-opening. It's very great. The one thing that I was, like, shocked, but I was really happy about, was that it was in a Methodist church, or a church in general. And I'm like, I love that, how churches are open to the LGBTQ+ community. I love that, especially as an ally. I love that so, so, so much. And on the topic of, like, because one of the songs in this musical is called Love Thy Neighbor, and it shows how hypocritical Christians and I would say people are more conservative are, because I'm like, how are you against the LGBTQ+ community when you are doing things that are against the Bible, like this, that, and that. So you're not completely following, but which is completely accurate. Sorry about the sound. So love people how you want to be loved. Treat people how you want to be treated. And I saw this on Instagram. People from the LGBTQ+ community are not doing anything to you. They're minding their own business. You rarely see them. You don't even see them at all. Like, show. It's, like, rare to not show affection. People that are, like, doing the whole PDA, this, that, and the other, is straight people, the straights. I can say that because I'm straight, so I'm gonna be like, yeah. And the fact that, oh, this, like, town is saying, oh, you can only go to prom if you go with a guy. Guys are not all that. Again, this is from a straight woman. Guys are not all that. They're especially in high school, a lot of them are jerks. And when I went to prom, I just went with my girlfriends because girls are more fun. Going with your girlfriends is more fun, like, in general. It's just way more fun. So, like, they being like, oh, if you're gonna go to prom, you have to go with a guy. No. I think I went to prom once. Not prom. I went to homecoming once with a guy. And then he irritated me the whole time. So, like, no. Like, that was just stupid. And another thing I was going to mention is the town in general was bullying, except for the amazing principal that was so accepting and trying to help her out, was bullying Emma. Like, And I loved how, like, paparazzi, not my favorite. The press, not completely always my favorite. But the press were like, why are you being homophobic? And she was, and Emma's mom's, I'm sorry, Emma's girlfriend's mom was like, we're not homophobic. I'm like, yes, you are. You are homophobic. I love that part. I hated how they literally, the PTO changed the prom to somewhere else and did not tell Emma. And I'm like, okay, that's, you guys are bullying her. She deserves to have fun at prom too. What's wrong with you? And I feel like even now, yes, we are in 2026, I feel like these smaller Christian towns are like that, and the narrative is more pushed on by Gen X and older, and that is not okay. The gays, the LGBTQ plus community are not bugging you, they're not doing anything wrong, they're just loving people that they love. They're not bugging you. And the other thing is, you're born gay. You don't transform to becoming gay. That's not how sexuality works. You're born gay. You're born gay. You don't just happen to be, no. You're born gay. God created you. When you were born gay. You don't end up being like that. You don't end, just like when do like a Pacific race, you just and you only have dated that Pacific race, that is your type, right? You were born that way. That's how it goes. That's how you're born that way. Like Lady Gaga said, baby, I was born this way. Like, you were born that way. You don't see stuff and end up being that. That's not how that happens when it comes to sexuality. When it comes to, like, gun violence and stuff like that, that when you're watching it, that could affect your brain to be violent like that. But when it comes to sexuality and who you like, you're born like that. You're born either straight, gay, pan, etc., etc. And people be like, oh, you should. No, you don't. Because there's a lot of people, if they had a choice, they would change their choice of who they like. I'm just saying that in general. So it's not a choice. And if they, like, oh, decided to, like, experiment or this, that, and the other, and they're like, oh, I'm not, and they're upset. They're like, which goes back to the, it's not a choice. You are born either, your sexuality, you were born that way. And you not being accepting of it is not okay. No one is pushing anything towards you. I would say if someone is doing more of the pushing and more of the, like, this is how it's supposed to be, is more of the people that are, like, homophobic. You guys are doing the more pushing. Allies, the people that are in the LGBTQ plus community, they're not pushing any agenda. The people that are pushing more of an agenda, in my opinion, are people that are, like, super duper religious, and to be honest with you, they're not even, there's things that they're doing that which is why I love that neighbor, that is, I guess, the Bible. But you pick and choose. You're not supposed to pick and choose. If you're gonna be like, so, like, super religious, follow it fact by fact, you cannot pick and choose, oh, I'm gonna pick this, but no. No. You're either accepting or you're not. And if we're going biblical here, Jesus says, love thy neighbor. You're supposed to love and be nice to everybody and treat everybody as equal and respect and let them love who they love. That's what his teachings were. To love people how you wanted to be treated, and even better than that, and treat people equally just like you want to be treated. Fine, if you don't like this person, this fine, but don't spread hatred. That's not Jesus. Jesus is not to spread hatred. And that's what I wanted to add on to that, because it's kind of, it's, there's a musical talks about the LGBTQ plus community, and also faith, when it revolves around like a small town, and there's still small Christian towns where people don't feel comfortable coming out, and there are people that are out, and so this is something that still happens to this day, and it's not okay. It's not. And what I want to say is, I don't really have a platform, but for me in general, I am an open door, a ally to the LGBTQ plus community. I'm an ally to fellow women. I'm an ally to minorities and anyone that's like probably through anything. I'm always an open ear, and I care. And I believe everybody should be treated equally. I don't think men should be, like, on top of the pedestal. I think we all should be equal and be treated equally and have the same opportunities. And there should not be any division of payroll or anything because of your sexuality, gender, race, who you love, disability or anything like that. I think it should be just an equal playing field, and there shouldn't be any discrimination against anyone in general. But if you have not seen Prom, you should check out Prom. The whole cast did an amazing job. I loved how the majority of the cast were part of the LGBTQ plus community. They all did great. The dancing was great. The singing was great. The acting was great. Everything was great. And seeing how more like Methodist, non-denominational, and just churches in general are more exclusive with the LGBTQ plus community and will put on productions like this is amazing. It's a great step to step in a great way, in my opinion. So that's all I have for you guys today. Have a great rest of your day. Treat people with kindness, love people, and treat people better than yourself. Because if you don't, that, I think that should be the verse, like, treat people better than yourself. And what I mean by that is, treat others with respect, kindness, love, compassion, and treat them how you wanted them to treat you. I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye.